Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Insperity Sales and Marketing. He's in charge of, and again, I'll remind you, full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor and one of the best companies I've ever worked with. And we're here broadcasting live from their 2018 sales convention. Jay, you got 500 of them gaggled up here, and all the management all around them. It's a great week. I've never seen so many.
It's actually a no-fly zone around here.
I've never seen so many happy faces in all my life. Salespeople are just great people, and you get to manage all of them. Tell us about how you do that.
Well, first of all,
they're a herd of cats.
No question about it. You got to think like a salesperson. I are one, right? So all your planning is around. Okay, now how are they going to game this, or how they're going to? You got to think all the way through whatever you're doing. But the thing that makes them unique, I believe, is probably the most optimistic people. You know, and man, don't you want
pathologically optimistic?
Yes, I mean, you want to hang around with optimistic people. Nobody likes to hang around with a dour person who's always got a problem or something's going on, because you know, basically, nobody cares. You know, people think about themselves a lot more than they think about you or me. But they're you know, optimistic, and that frankly is required in what they do, because you have to go through a lot of no's to get a yes, a lot of rejection. You know, and if you're not optimistic, the best salespeople are those that can take the most no's.
That's right.
They're not particularly more gifted. It's just they can take more no's before they go home.
Well, and there are two reasons for that. Number one, you got to have a thick hide. But number two, number two, you have to know what it feels like when they say yes.
Yeah.
Because that'll get you through a lot of no's, won't it?
You have to be looking for that yes. But the people that don't have the skin, or the determination, all the things that you think about. They get a few no's, they head to the house. Mm-hmm. The top guys keep going.
Nobody likes a no.
No, you don't.
It hurts.
No, right. But you know, the top folks don't take it. Don't put it in a personal nature. They don't bring it. They don't let it get inside of them. They do things like this. Well, that person must be deaf in the neck up to say no to me, right?
Well, obviously, I haven't done a good enough job, so you understand.
You're very nice, Jeff. There's all kinds of ways you reconcile it, right?
That's right.
And so. The fact is, you don't manage salespeople. You create the right incentives and the right programs that make them want to succeed.
And training.
You got to have it all in there.
Say that whole thing again, folks. This is going to be on the test.
Well, I just made that up. No, I didn't make it.
No,
up.
You didn't.
No, the thing is, you have to lead, and you have to create the incentives and the programs for them to be successful.
You can't manage them, though.
You can't manage them.
Yeah. Now, you can't herd cats.
Nobody wants to be managed anyway.
Yeah.
Right. And so you create an environment where people want to succeed. Mm-hmm. And that environment requires trust in them, and they have to trust you.
Right.
So what is it? You talk about ethics. Mm-hmm. So why should someone trust somebody? That's a big deal, because we withhold trust. Trust is the last thing we give in a relationship. We'll give you a smile, give you a handshake, we'll give you a nod. Mm-hmm. But trust is that last thing, that's the vulnerable part. Mm-hmm. Now I'm vulnerable when I trust you, because you can hurt me. Right? It's kind of like how our wives do to us, right? That's just a joke. I'm just kidding.
Send all the letters to Jay Meeks.
they suck us in. They suck us in. They get us, right? Had a little fun here this morning, but the trust thing. I mean, it's what you're trying to do is as a salesperson. Now, you're right. The refrigerator guy. I'm going to buy a refrigerator. If I don't like you, I don't care. You know that relationship. But when you know you have a long-term relationship, that you're going to be around with that individual, and that individual knows that, by the way. And they ask the question, do I want to hang out with this person? Because I recognize that if I say yes, they're part of my, you know, family.
And that's not part of being competitive. That's the relevance, isn't it?
Of course.
What you talked about earlier.
Look, everyone's competitive. At the end of the day, it's nickels and dimes, right?
Got to be.
So it's who do I want to hang out with?
That's an early decision.
Get them to make that as early as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's through your actions, through your activity. That's how we're judged through. Sometimes our body language is more important, right, than what we say. And but that's what salespeople really are. They're trust builders, and you got to get the right ones, and you got to put them in an environment where they feel trust, can be trusted. You know. So
can I want to stick something in here though, and you do this. I know you're in front of me, but I just want to say this, and I mean this with all my heart. You're the perfect example of what they need, because you are the same guy today as you were yesterday. You're going to be the same guy tomorrow. Salespeople need their leaders to not be flaky and jump around and they need them to know that, number one, they'll behave the same way every day. If they put a standard out there and I meet that standard, they won't move the goalpost on me, or they'll hold me to a standard that's high quality. They need that kind of solidity, don't they, from their managers?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's because we need that in our lives, right?
Right.
We need a government.
But a salesperson is like a troop out there taking a hill.
Yep.
They need to know that what they're doing is going to accomplish something.
Here's what my sales folks know. I believe I got their back.
Okay? That's it.
I got their back.
That's it.
Don't worry about it. Jay's got it.
Just go do the job.
Yep.
Let me take care of the other stuff. That's my point.
Yep.
That's exactly what they've got to know. And so sales managers, sales leaders, if you don't have that, that may be why your sales organization is not working right. If you will be consistent and you'll have their back and tell them not to worry about all the other stuff, just go sell and train them. You got to train them.
The training all the time.
All that stuff.
Yep.
Wow, folks. That's some real serious wisdom from a wise sales manager. So I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Insperity has a training program. It's pretty ingenious. I want Jay to tell you about that after this break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.